makes me wonder what actually happened, because I mean, airplanes just don't fall out of the sky, you know. I mean, something was going on there, you know. So I hate to even speculate, because I mean, there's so many things that could have happened there. But you know, when I first started taking lessons, I'd read the NTSB reports on incidents and accidents, and I'd be like, wow, you know, I hope that never happens to me. And then the more I was flying, the more I'd read them, and it'd be like, well, that wasn't very smart, you know. And you know, so piloting, I mean, it's a lot about situational awareness and just making decisions and trying to be as conservative as possible. So you know, I'm hesitant to speculate on anything until I know more about what happened. But you know, it seems like it was pretty unusual. The unusual thing that happened yesterday.
Seems like, I mean, there's a list of, you know, it's morose, but there's a list of, you know, athletes that, and in the last several years there's been quite a few. I mean, is it, you just think athletes with planes, I mean, you know, they take risks on the field, you know. I mean, is there something to athletes wanting to fly, or, and you obviously got a passion for it early, or?
Yeah, I mean, I've taken risks, you know, but I try not to do, you know, completely stupid things. You know, I'll fly low over pastures and stuff like that. I don't fly through, you know, downtown cities in between buildings and stuff. Right. You know, so I don't know exactly what was going on there. I'd like to read more about it and see what happened. And I've had one problem that could have been potentially fatal. and you know, fortunately, I had enough time to do something. You know, I was over an area where I could put it down. And that's a lot of what you're thinking. When the engines are running just perfectly, you're always thinking, okay, if something happened, what do I do? What do I do here? What do I do here? That's all your training is. Flying an airplane is easy. But it's, you're going over emergency procedures and just making smart decisions.
What was that incident? When
that was when I was up in Alaska. I lost an engine up there and had to land on a beach. So.
What do you, I mean, it was kind of weird when you read the description of it, you know, because he went around the Statue of Liberty, came back around, and then all of a sudden he's like flying down like a major thoroughfare in the middle of the city. It just seems weird that
yeah, would, if that is what happened, I mean, that is weird. That really is weird. There are all kinds of regulations about, you know, what you can and can't do around densely populated areas, and especially around New York City. I'm not sure. I've never flown up there, so I'm sure there's some pretty specific things that you cannot do around the city up there. So
especially after 9/11.
That's what I mean. So I don't know. I mean, I'm just, you know, I know that the NTSB is going to go into great depth on the logbooks of the airplane, the logbooks of Corey. And, you know, once you put all that stuff together, I don't know. I mean, if you were to call the, you know, the FAA and the NTSB, and out of all the incidents and accidents that have ever happened, I mean, I bet you it's like 98 or 99% of them are pilot error. I mean, it's just very rare that an airplane just falls out of the sky.
How similar is the plane that he was flying to the one you fly? I saw different things. I thought it was a single engine, then maybe it was a two.
Yeah, Cirrus is a single. It's a single low wing airplane. It's a little. It's a very small airplane. It's very new technology. And the one major safety issue with that thing is that it has the parachute and the canopy that you can deploy if you have any problems, and you just float down. So, you know, obviously something happened quick. It seems like something happened very quick, and he didn't have a lot of time to respond. But it seems just really, really weird that he hit a building. That's just weird.
The weird part with me was that he had that thing that he could deploy and didn't.
Yeah.
You know, if you knew, saw something coming, saw trouble, sniffed it, boom.
Well, and I'm not sure if it's true or not, but somebody said that he had a flight instructor with him, too. So that makes it even double as. You know, it's just a very unique situation there. I'm curious to see what happened.
Is yours a single engine?
It is.
Have the Broncos ever expressed any concern over your safety, or you know, is there any business stipulation in your contract?
No, I mean, I think there's something in my contract about doing something potentially dangerous. I think it's the way it's worded. So that can be, you know, driving home, I guess. I don't know.
But there's nothing specific.
You know, I'm sure if I went and you know, blew up my knee, skiing or something, I mean, I'm sure that would fit under that category, but I, no, they've never said anything to me about it, and I just try to pick my days, you know. I don't go flying off into, you know, hailstorms and icy conditions, and, you know, that's not to say something might happen, you know, but, I try to be as careful and as conservative as I can.
Like, how much flying did you do before you flew by yourself?
Well, when I got my private, you're flying maybe 10 hours before you solo, and then I got my private when I had about 40 hours. I saw where Corey had about 80 total hours. So that's, I mean, that is a very new pilot. You know, so I don't know, just with the inexperience, if that contributed to it or not. I mean, there's so much speculation here. I'm not sure I can, how far I can go with it, but you know, it's I feel for his family, and it's a bad situation.
You didn't, by some crazy coincidence, happen to ever know him, did you?
Didn't know him, no. I didn't. No. Sure didn't.
Appreciate it.